Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So,
so yeah, no, yeah. I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell. But we don't show. I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we're reporting live from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Every time I speak to someone, right, because I haven't stopped wearing orange and green the rest of the week anywhere I go. And so you get, you know, everybody comes out of the woodworks now and starts telling you, go Canes, and this is what a game, and this and the other. And listen, at the same time, I don't mind it. I love it. Sounds good. It sounds good. And we talked about this, right, Vish? We talked about this with Ethan too. Is like, now, and when the Canes are good, everybody gets crazy in the city. We start, you know, all the bandwagon fans and all the, you know, the quiet fans all of a sudden start talking a little bit. But I will tell you this. Every time someone asks me about the game or asks me, hey, oh, my God, what a great game. The thing that comes to mind, and I told Vish this as well this week, I go, that was fun to watch.
Yeah, very fun to watch.
You know, and how many times have we said, man, it was fun to watch Miami play football?
Not very many times.
It's been a while. I think Northern
against a quality team.
I mean, Texas A&M, we could have said that a little bit. But even then, like, man,
Texas A&M last year was a good game to win.
This was a level above that. This was different. Just the feel of it was different. And I know it sounds very cliche to say, But if you really look back at it, I mean, this was – it feels – everything about it feels different. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Was it exciting? Yes, it was exciting. But it wasn't like we got to give the ball to number so-and-so. We got to give the ball to this guy. This is what he has to do. No, it's more like sitting back and saying, wow, let's see what he does next. It's just going to blow us away. Oh, he hit Sammy Brown on this play. He should have scored on that touchdown. Oh, he hit Elijah Arroyo on that first down. Look at what Elijah Lofton did. I mean, I just realized we have two Elijahs at tight end. Elijah Lofton, look what he did. You know, on that one play that he took it for like 40 yards, he just bounced off of people. It was a big bowling ball. Look at Damian Martinez. We're like, me and Vish are like, hey, how come we haven't seen Damian Martinez in like three series? What the hell is going on here? And then all of a sudden you see Mark Fletcher bounce one out for a touchdown. And then the next series is Jordan Lyle, and he gets like a 10-yard carry, and he's running people over. And then you're like, oh, okay. Oh, look, there's Damian Martinez. Boom. They give him a little toss, and he runs the linebacker.
A.J. early. Allen even got in there for a carry, I think.
Yeah, it was crazy, right? So we were just like sitting back and enjoying the show. It's been tough. It's been hard to say that about Miami football for a long time. So I think this was one of those days where you're like, yeah, that was fun to watch, man.
But I'll say a couple other things, you know, related to that. I think we knew going in. I think, you know, as much as – and actually when we were on Coach Hayes' show, I kind of argued with Flo about his anxiety. I was right, by the way. But I do think there's a different feeling around the program. That's why I got more confident as the week went on, because you can feel it. This is what we talked about with Ethan when we did that crossover show. The city feels different. Like you said, people want to talk about this team, even before the game, though.
Yeah.
We were at Pincho Factory, and the dude working there was like, hey, are you going down to the game? Are you going up to the game? We should get in the car and go to games. I'm like, I don't know you, so probably not. But, you know, you see that type of stuff when the team is good, and it's been absent, and I just felt like there's something different happening here. And I thought the team approached it that way. As much as it was a big game, and one that they obviously wanted to win and took personally because it was a big game. Mario, you saw him, how happy he was afterwards. He was taunting Gator fans and all. Like, so it wasn't just another game. No, but I mean, that you could tell, like, hey, this is a rivalry and they embrace that. But they just came out there working, like we're going to dominate this team. There was none of the – they didn't go out there to win. They went out there to kill them. And that's what Sean, and hey. and that's what changed it around.
They're showing Billy trying to open
it. I saw that. I saw that. His struggle with the water bottle. I mean, that literally nothing went right for that man.
Jazz, he couldn't even open the water
bottle.
Right? No, in his press conference, he was trying to open a water bottle. And he couldn't get it open. He gave up. He gave up.
Yeah, he never got it open.
Showing it on ESPN just now. They won't leave that man alone. But I thought that was the difference, like, between the past. Because even, as you mentioned, A&M was a fun win. We gave up, 31 points in that game? Like, they threw an interception in the end zone. Like, it was – we look at the defense line, we got a lot to clean. There was nothing. We were struggling to think of something to clean up off of this game.
Right.
It would be nice if Borgalis made that field goal. Not that it matters. And we've seen him make a million field goals, and now he'll make the next 10. And it's just like we're stretching here. And that's why it felt different. It's not just about the one game. It's about, you know, the potential there. And some of the players, we talked about Tyler Barron. We haven't seen something like that in a long time.
No, a long time.
And you know, Reuben Bain basically didn't even play in. It didn't matter. Like, there's more that this team can do. I think that's why it's so – as great as the game felt, like Jazz says, it felt, you know, like turning the page into, okay, being an elite program again. There's so much more runway in front of them to exploit that. It feels different. The other thing, Jazz, we have not mentioned that Mark Fletcher touchdown. I called it before the
– Oh, my God, yes. Nostradamus over here. I'm sitting down on the couch with this guy, and all of a sudden he goes, I think we should run off the left what is it? Off
yeah, the left tackle. It was like second and goal. I'm just in my bag. I had that game pegged. I've used up all of my good prediction on the one game, unfortunately, because if you look at my track record, it's not good. So like it all came together for that one game where I kind of nailed it, but yeah, no, it was like second and nine. Like, should we throw this into the end zone? And I was like, or we could just run it off left tackle and we got a touchdown. Then, like, they immediately hit him the ball.
Unbelievable. That was nice. He called it. I swear. It was like 15 seconds after he said it. It happened. And I'm like,
when I saw the formation. I was like, I'm pretty sure we could just. I did not have, I will say, I did not have Sam Brown pulling around and sealing the edge. My
knocking a DB on his ass. That I did not see coming on that play.
That was awesome.
Unbelievable. Just physical everywhere.
So now what? Now what?
Now we win 15 more games and we win the championship. What are you talking about?
Show and tell.
Well, we definitely got to end with show and tell, but is there anything else we need to talk about with this?
We didn't even talk about Florida A&M that much, but yeah, I mean, really quick before show and tell, because I guess this is basically we are previewing this.
Yeah.
FAMU also, right? Daniel Richardson, as we mentioned, Thad Franklin. They've got some transfer portal guys there from Division One, Blue. What can you tell us about FAMU? You probably know them better than anybody else. FAMU coming down to Miami and facing the Hurricanes this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know what? They actually didn't play very well the last week. But you know what? We'll see what happens. Like you said, they got a bunch of kids that are, you know, that are coming in from last year, Thad Franklin, obviously, a lot of kids from South Florida, the kid Latari Kinsler from Pahokee, I think is going to be special. You know, they got a bunch of kids that went away and came back, you know, Marquez Bell, you know, who was from Lake City, went away. I think he was at South Carolina. I think he's a graduate student. Yeah, they got a bunch of kids who, you know, I mean, and he's and what's his name is Coles. He's a good coach from down here. Like I said, Daniel Richardson. He went up there. He was at Florida Atlantic last year. Corey Collier, who went away to Nebraska. You know, from Palmetto, Miami Palmetto. He's one of those guys. Trying to think who else that came down.
I didn't know Corey Collier was at a FAMU.
Yeah.
I know Miami's looking at him hard. Remember that whole recruiting battle with him in Nebraska and Florida?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think who else. There's a few other kids that I'm trying to remember offhand that went away. Oh, Robert Glanton, a kid from up in up in North Florida. He went to Wake Forest. He's a DB, a real good one. He went back there. I'm trying to think. I had a bunch of kids. I didn't make a list, but I'm trying to think who else. Yeah, you said thank for Thad Franklin. Thad's like 250 or something, 240. He's a big ass kid. Who else? Who else? Who else? I'm trying to think.
Well, he was supposed to be that thumper here, right?
I thought maybe there was a personality thing. You know, and he was in the doghouse.
How long have you been holding on to that one, Jazz?
That's right. I just came up with it right now, man. Never once thought about it before.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear that? He called him Thud Franklin here.
Oh, well, we'll see. He'll get some carries. I don't think.
I mean, his numbers aren't. Yeah, his numbers haven't been great, and they haven't really played.
Yeah, well, so against this run, and I'm sure that he, you know, here's the only thing that probably I got. Why didn't they, in the latter stages with 5-6 minutes, why didn't you just pull Ward and put in? Let Williams get some snaps.
That's a good question. Are we even sure it's Williams and not Poffenberger?
Whoever. Well, no, Williams is second on the depth chart.
Yeah, but Poffenberger was the one that went in.
Yeah, he did, right? He went in for –
That was like 40 seconds. Like
three minutes.
Right. Left. So I don't know who they would have got. I expect both of them to play on Saturday.
I agree. I think that, but they want to get that. I think they give them three good quarters with the starters.
Ooh, that's a lot. I think a half, maybe.
It depends on the score, man. I mean, if it's like 40-7, yeah, you're going to see three. Third and fourth quarter is going to be the backup.
Okay, so the depth chart had an or on quarterbacks.
Yeah, but if it's like 24-10.
Oh, boy.
Wow, what a play.
Oh, I'm watching it now.
Knock him over.
Oh, interception.
Down to the 7.
That was a stupid play call, but a great play by Boston College. Especially with DJ.
So bad.
DJU is terrible.
He sucked.
Oh, I love this.
Are you guys talking about the interception?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I interrupted this whole FAMU breakdown.
That was beautiful.
I wanted him to go to the house with it, but you know we'll take it down to the 7.
That was kind of like what they did to Mish Powell, man. You got to hit that block, dude.
I think they did. I think he just got caught. I think he just got tangled up. They put DJU on his butt. So
he's not very good.
No, he's awful.
There's a reason why he's been at the three places. I don't know. And no, he's got
there's a lot to be said. You know, again, Mario's been criticized for certain things. His talent evaluation is off the charts because, you know, he basically said, I'm not taking this kid even if there's no Cam Ward. And you can see why, because there's no way I'd rather have him play than Emery Williams or at the time Jakari Brown was still here.
No way.
Like, I'd rather have those guys playing.
Jakari played the other day for USF, right?
CF.
UCF, excuse me. UCF, he played a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm seeing Jakari Brown.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, but that's why, you know, Mario's a good evaluator of talent. It's like, no, I don't – this kid is not good enough, and there's no reason to take him, and that's why his dad got all upset. But look at this. This is what you're doing.
Go
no, but I mean, no, but this is Mario's elite talent evaluation. Sometimes he'll take guys that we're like, why are you taking that guy? It turns out to be a really good player because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
exactly. There's a touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold on, I didn't see it.
Well, it's coming, man. Trust me. He fit it in there.
Yeah, we got it. We're on delay, Jazz.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, whoops. Trusting Otto is a good quarterback.
You must have KXfinity.
I do.
That's what I have. So we're behind.
Yeah, I think there's, you know what I think? Honestly, I think because there's more regulations on stuff when you run it through cable. Like they get the FCC regulates.
Well, I don't have cable. This is on my ESPN app.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. Anyway, let's get back to the best team in the state here.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actually, yeah, you kind of missed when we talked about Horton a little bit, Jazz. I know you brought him up a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yeah.
That hit the nail on the head with that one. He was all over the place.
The nicest throw of the game, and I am scratching my back with my back scratcher line.
I wasn't going to, you know what, man, I wasn't going to even say anything, and then you called it out.
My back itches, man, I got to do it, you know?
Yeah, but I was just going to ignore that this was happening, and then.
Is that what old people do, use back scratchers when?
That's what fat people do when they can't get their hands to their back.
You still think it's better even if you can reach. Like, why do you want to be, like, contorting and doing this when you can just get up thinking, oh, yeah. Horton.
Oh, yeah, Zay Horton. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people talked about him having, you know, potentially the best numbers on this team. And look, he did good, right? He caught a couple of nice throws. The nicest throw that Cam Ward made all game was on that throw that that he kind of fitted in there to Zay Horton on
yeah, the, yeah, in the corner on the sideline. Yeah.
On the sideline. That was a beautiful, beautiful throw. Great catch. And then you just see
also the touchdown to Jacoby. That was right there.
Come on, that was silly.
He ran away, ran around, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, that was silly. That was a silly throw. But yeah, I think Horton, you can see some of those guys are mismatches, man. 6'4", 220 for Horton. Sammy Brown was all over the field making great blocks, caught a couple of nice balls. Should have gotten in the end zone, but got twirled around on that play that they threw it to him at the goal line. Jacoby George kind of did his thing, right? He didn't have huge numbers, but you see the stat, and he scored on that great touchdown. And then X and Elijah Royal. They had 4 catches for 89 yards, I think, for Royal. And
X had 7 catches.
Seven for 112 and a touchdown. And that one play where he tore the ACL of Asa Turner, the safety for the Florida Gators. Tore his ACL on that play where he did a little
whoop. Yeah. It's weird.
It's to hear. Not being athletic and shifty, right? I mean, look at what that kid did.
Well, it's weird to hear all those accolades about Xavier Restrepo, because when Miami recruited him, all these people are saying he's a 1AA kid, he's this, that, and I said, no, I trust me. I've watched him since he was 11 years old. This kid, he's a gamer, is what he is, and he's worked harder than anybody on that team, and he don't stop. And Mario, you know, I asked him that question, you know, when he first got here. I said, would Restrepo be a kid that you would have recruited? And he goes, without question, without question. He says, you could see just the way he is. And I mean, when they're referring him to, and Restrepo is one of the best in the country, you say, wow, you know, that's pretty far from a kid should be 1AA. I mean, you know, right. He's a first team all ACCs, probably going to, God willing, he's going to stay healthy, and he's going to get 80, 90 catches this year. And he's his fifth one to break the record. So hopefully in game 5 or 6 or 7, that's pretty damn good. I don't care what anybody says, because you look at all the studs that have played here and played that position, you know, the Michael Irvins and, you know, and the Andre Johnsons who, you know, are in the Hall of Fame type guys. So that's a, you know, that's a pretty good thing to hold your hat on, you know, just like Duke Johnson being the all-time leading rusher. I mean, you know, with all the McGahees and Frank Gores and everybody they have here. So, you know, even though it may not mean much to some people, it means a whole lot to people like that. I saw Duke Johnson the other day.
Yeah, retired, right? He retired this year.
Yeah, I thought he was going to help be like an analyst from Miami, but I don't think so. They got 3,000. They just hired a time manager now.
That should be fun.
Jesus.
Well, Mario solved that problem by winning by 50 points. We're not timeouts. Who cares?
Yeah.
He did what? The first half, I think we did run out of timeouts like early. Like, it doesn't matter. This game's over anyway. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want when you're winning by 20.
Amen. Anyways, show and tell.
Yeah, I got something that kind of revisits where Miami's headed now, hopefully. And here we go.
Oh, yes, thrown down the gauntlet. Nice.
So you got the two national championships in there, the team of the 80s.
Wow, what happened to 89?
I don't know. Maybe this was done in 87.
Wow, that was a premature claiming of team of the you need that third title to really bring it all home, man.
So that's it. I have show and tell. I got to go through. I have so much more stuff that I have to come through it. And I've been. You guys don't. Do you ever go on Facebook College Classic Football Classic?
Yep, I'm on there all the time.
Yeah, I post a trillion things on there. I just and all because I have the Athlon annuals and all. I used to get the whole, all 10 of them, all 9 of them with the and I got pictures and I've been putting those up. You know, like that win I put up. Man, that guy's got 1,200 views already. And same thing with Javon Kearse, who actually was the 2-bits guy the other day.
I saw that. Him and Tim Tebow were out there.
He's still a big old, yeah. Tebow and him are huge.
That was almost another interception.
I know. DJ and I are watching the game, and we're like 5 seconds ahead of you. So that was nearly another pick.
I'll tell you what, Boston College may not win the ACC, of course, but they're putting on a good show tonight.
Who's the backup and when's he coming in? That's what we got to be talking about. Oh, that was just a straight drop. That wasn't on him. He hit the dude in the chest for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Hate to be in that.
That was a first down throw. Hit him in the chest. That's when it's not going your way. It's not going your way, man. Ooh. That one.
That was a good punt, though. I got to say, that was a good punt.
But... Yeah, I'm just going to give them more yardage to work with.
All right. Well.
Oh, well.
Make sure you follow us every Monday night.
Yeah, and you know that 11 a.m. kick for FSU is going to be unfortunate, but.
When's that?
I'm being sarcastic. But at this point, an undefeated Miami team against like a 3-win FSU team does not feel like a prime time game. I feel like that.
Move that game to noon, I think.
Yeah, that's getting the feeling.
Be on Home and Garden TV if that this.
Yeah, it feels like it feels like it's trending towards a noon game. Unfortunately, they couldn't hold up their end of the deal, so.
We will be at the Rock.
Right.
And Vish and
yep. And Blue, right?
So
make sure you'll be out there, right, Blue? On Saturday?
I'll be there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be there.
You're staying for the whole week?
Yep. Yep.
Is that your bed behind you? That's a big ass bed.
This is the guest room in my sister's place. This is the guest room. Yeah.
That's a nice guest room.
I was gonna say that bed's bigger than China. Look at
it's not that. I think it's just like a queen. It's not it that is, big.
Maybe the TV makes it look bigger.
The angles.
Yeah. All about the angles, Blue. It's all about.
Oh yeah.
I hear you. All right.
All right, fellas. We'll see you guys next
next week. Next week, I'm gonna go. All right, I'm gonna go on a limb here and say.
Oh, we didn't give a prediction.
Yeah. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I think the Canes will win. I know it's gonna be tough. You know,
when you 47-13.
47-13?
50-10.
What?
50-10.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to go shutout. 0 points.
Okay.
Wow.
2 seconds.
I'm
going
to go 45-3.
Okay.
Get that field goal in there.
An offensive
consolation field goal.
I'm not saying anything. That's it. You don't even know, Jazz, what bath I took this.
I can only imagine.
The cops were at the Columbus game the other night. They goes, I heard you. We watched you on Monday night. You'll eat your words.
Good. So,
are they going to roll out the red carpet for me, though? Then what happened?
I know, right? Keep doing it.
We have fans. That's what I'm most impressed
with. I'm not giving any more predictions. And I looked a fool. I let somebody I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, maybe not even the Comedy Channel will take it. Yeah.
QVC.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
See you next.
Be back next week.
You're not coming in the press box, are you, Jazz?
No, that'll be in negatory.
Okay. Well, enjoy.
But you've got to come tailgate with us, Blue.
What time do you start? 4?
4? we will be there at 4, but we'll be there well before 4 is my
okay.
Guess. But yeah.
Come on. Get sauced up, baby. No. We're media. We can't be getting sauced up. We're going to have a good
time. I have definitely been sauced up at games as media, but.
I agree.
What kind of food did your sister make, Vish?
What did we? I mean, we grilled burgers, basic stuff, burgers, dogs.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we had Chick-fil-A nuggets. No, she got the flu.
Oh, okay.
So she did.
Shout out to Mel. Hope she's feeling better.
She is. I had lunch with her today, so she's
okay. Cool.
Back with the living.
Good. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Man, BC just broke off. The longer we stay on the air, the more stuff happens.
Oh, look at it. There it is. There it is. Go.
It'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning. We're still watching the game.
I know.
This is so enjoyable. I know is I loved Kelly last night. What a douche.
Oh, my God.
This has been a great, great weekend, man. Everyone's.
He's an embarrassment to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, he is. He's
Well, especially since he fakes a Southern.
He may be on the line.
So really a sellout
next year too.
I can't wait to see him on the chopping block.
They got more talent than probably anybody, and they freaking
Great opening to the season.
Shout out to Lincoln Riley. They're actually playing defense.
That's true. Right. They play defense. USC is playing defense.
See you next week.
Everybody. Right, bye. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.